Bethel Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. It says, "Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation and set before them, though privately, before those who seemed influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles, in order to make sure I was not running or had not run in vain. But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so they might bring us into slavery. To them we did not yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. And from those who seemed to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me, God shows no partiality, those, I say, who seemed influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and to me, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing that I was eager to do." In aviation or navigation, there's something called the 1 degree rule. It means that if you are off in your direction and your measurement by 1 degree, for every 60 miles traveled, you will be 1 mile off of your destination, of your intended place. That would mean that if you were flying in a plane from San Diego, California to Hawaii, you would miss the island by 42 miles due to being off course by just 1 degree. This shows the importance of having the right standard, of being measured against something objective that will keep you on course. Here, Paul, after saying, last week we talked about, he was called by God, and he was confident in the gospel that he was called to preach. But now, in an effort to make sure, as he says, that he had not run the race in vain, he told the apostles, the other apostles, the gospel he had been preaching, to hold it up against what they had been preaching to say. Are we on the same page here? Now, this was, in the early church, the objective standard. The church at this time had the Old Testament, which were the scriptures to them. Jesus showed the two on the road to Emmaus that everything in the scriptures was pointing to him. He was talking about the Old Testament. So the church had the Old Testament, but they did not yet have the complete New Testament. It was still being written. Here, Paul is writing part of it in Galatians. So the objective standard was the apostles' teaching. These were the people who had walked and talked and learned from Jesus and were supernaturally inspired and led to give leadership and direction to the early church and to safeguard and entrust to others Jesus' teachings. So Paul, who had an interaction directly with God on the road to Damascus, comes to the other apostles and says, "Are we preaching the same gospel?" Specifically talking here about this idea of circumcision. Some teachers have come into the church at Galatia and are saying that they need to be circumcised to be true Christians. Paul is saying it's not true. And how does he know? Well, one, last week he talked about his revelation from God. Two, now he's saying, "I went to the apostles. I went to the objective standard, to the navigating tool that we have at this time on how to follow after God. And they said, your gospel is our gospel. Our gospel is your gospel." Now, our standard today is different. We do not have the living apostles with us today to be able to go and ask them, is this what Jesus really said? Is this what Jesus really did? No, but we do have their writings. We do now have the New Testament canon, which is our objective standard. And it is possible, if we go off in lone wolf Christianity, that we are going to get off course, maybe by as little as 1 degree. But as we do, we're going to find ourselves in the wilderness and not walking the straight and narrow path of faithfulness to Jesus Christ. But I think this passage says even more than that, that our Christian life is not us alone with God and with our Bibles. I think we are meant to live out our Christian walk in community. The church is God's plan A for the world. the church, preaching the good news from his word. And that essential ingredients into our living a successful Christian life are, one, our relationship, our personal relationship with God, two, a commitment to the word of God, but three, fellowship with other Christian believers. We're holding one another accountable. We are making sure that we are rightly dividing the word of truth as we open the word of God together in community. Now, I know that other faith traditions, you know, put church tradition on the same level of importance as the word of God. I would never say that, and we certainly don't teach that here at Bible Fellowship. But I do think that being a part of the church through a local church is an essential ingredient into living out this Christian walk, which Paul gives us here. He says, I went to those who were leaders, and I said, is this right? And they gave him the right hand of fellowship. One last note here. It's kind of tagged on as an afterthought, but is worked out in the life of Paul here. Is only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. My ESV study Bible says it's probable that they meant the poor believers in Jerusalem, which we see often. Paul taking up collections from the other churches to bring back to the poor in Jerusalem, the church in Jerusalem. What this means for us today is that our Christian walk must always include looking out for the least of these. Jesus' ministry was marked by this, and our lives are to be marked by this as well, that we even have a heart of compassion for those who are in need. God, we thank you. We thank you for an objective standard that can keep us on track, which is your word, and we thank you also for your bride, the church, that you call us to be involved in, not just to receive, but also to give and to serve. Lord, so show us how we can do that more and more, and show us how we can have hearts of compassion for those who are around us who are in need. God, that our faith in you would flow out into the way that we live our lives with generosity and compassion to those around us, because you had compassion on people as you walked this earth. And we thank you that you are a compassionate God. And we will ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.